Hey, hey, happy, happy day. If you're a Democrat, you're having a really happy day because Joe Biden has resigned and now there's a chance to bring somebody in who can actually beat Trump. I don't think anybody can beat Trump right now. He's got traction, he's got motivation, and he's on fast forward, and good luck with that. No matter who you bring on, I think this time around, the public is looking for facts and information, no more Russia hoax and all this other kind of stuff. They're looking for something to deal with regards to policy. So again, good luck with that. But Biden, kind of makes me laugh because he took me off the golf course today. I got so excited. I'm at a Trump golf and I just had to come and talk about this today. So I borrowed somebody's iPad and I printed off some material and I read a little bit of information. And here I am. And the information I read, primarily at least, was, or firstly, I should say, was Biden's letter to the world. And the letter said, I've done a great job. And he even thinks that he's been good for the southern border. He really thinks that. And he expounded on all the successes that he's done. This guy's delusional. They're all delusional. I mean, they live in an alternate reality world. They being these pinko people, the socialists, the Democrats. It's incredible. They actually believe their own stuff. They're drinking their own whiskey. Hard to imagine. Look at what he's done. He says, I've done great things for the country. Look what he's done with regards to the country. The border, get past all of that, just talk money for a minute. $38 trillion in debt. That's the country. That's a lot of money. What does he do? Present lawyers and plumbers, these people make money, and doctors, he forgives their student loans, billions of dollars. So think of yourself. You owe money to everyone, and you don't have much money, you're almost broke, but people owe you money. And your kids aren't eating very well and they can't get a job. What do? You forgive the loans from the people that owe you money and they're working. They could pay you. How does that sound? Kind of crazy. That's what Biden has been doing. And that's his entire administration. I mean, all these Democrats, what's up with these people? I mean, over 4,000 of them voted for him here just recently. And you have all the Hollywood people that said, hey, he's fine, weeks ago. They raised like $30 million. And now all of a sudden somebody's saying, they're all saying, oops, we now want somebody different. Where was your mind a few weeks ago? Good bloody grief. Biden's been acting like this for the last year or more or longer. And now everyone's having this talk. He's 81 years old. He's going to be almost 86 by the time he finishes the second term, if in fact he had one. Thank goodness he won't be having one. But you know, who's going to replace him? Whoever it is, they might not have dementia. They might have a little more pizzazz. But they got the same stuff going on up here. It could be Hillary Clinton, it could be Michelle Obama, it could be the present vice president, it could be a lot of other people as well. But they all have the same left-wing bad stuff going on. They just don't care about the country, they don't care about the people. They all think that the border's fine. Tens of millions of people, it could be upwards to 30 million people who come across the border illegally. They all endorse it. All of them, they think it's good. And these are people who want to lead a country. Wow, there's an invasion going on, plus so many other things. And they think that we are bad, we being the right. They tell people that we're bad and we don't know what we're doing, we're good. Now, another thing that Trump's got going for him, and the Democrats don't have in their favor anymore, the X, formerly Twitter, is open now. It's a free base, it's a free platform. So Trump now can use that in other places as well, whereas before, they're on lockdown because the left took it over. People are now standing back saying, hey, hang on here. Many people I know are saying, I still don't like the man so much, but I finally figured it out. He's got good policies. Duh, do you think? Welcome back to the real world. This alternate reality business. Some of you came back from it. Thank bloody goodness. You know, there's a lot more to talk about here, but just let me kind of end today with regards to the recent assassination attempt on Trump. One third of all Democrats think it's a hoax. One third. I've talked to people about it. I say, isn't that too bad? He did that on purpose. He did more press. Really? What about all the blood? And what about the people that died? I've said that to people, Democrat people. You know what they said? They said, Trump would do anything to get reelected. He doesn't care about people. They said, are you kidding me? I mean, it was on television. You really think that was a hoax? They do. The Democrat Party, the left wing, crazy people of the world, they're the hoax. I mean, It's up to us to move forward in the world. I'm going back to all of it, but I'm getting a headache now. So you all have a good day. And we'll talk later in the week more as things kind of develop with regards to this resignation of Joe Biden. And again, I think it's good he resigned. I mean, it's a terrible thing to have him leaving the country to the next election. However, it would have been nice if he had stayed because Trump would have won pretty handily. He will anyway, I think, because people are finally getting it. Y'all come back. See ya.